Hey, everybody. It's a beautiful Friday, November the 5th. It's National Donut Day again. And it's time for the Wise Guys and Girl, sponsored by Kmart's Donut Shop. Did you know that they opened their latest branch next to a cannabis dispensary? And they're calling it Glazed and Confused. As always, let's start with Sir and the weather.
A fantastic Friday indeed, despite the frosty start. Currently 3 degrees, working our way up to a high of 9 today, under mostly sunny skies, and looking like more of the same throughout the weekend. And on National Donut Day, let's have a random daily shout out to those donut shops offering a free donut with proof of vaccination. All others will have a cough fee.
Very good, sir. And good to stay away from the brand, too, since they're not paying to be sponsored here.
They're not defunct yet.
Well, today we go nuts for donuts and sprinkle laughter in your life with all things donut. There's a new store in Applewood Plaza. I heard it only sold donuts, bagels, and Swiss cheese. I had to go over and check it out and saw that it was a Whole Foods. Just over 100 years ago, the Square Donut Company in America was founded. So we all know how well that went, how they squared that circle. And we did honor our OA team a few weeks ago with some donuts that we sent them by email. They were eclairs.
Oh, God.
And I got to apologize in advance for treading into Venturo's turf with a little bit of philosophy here. Did you know that it takes 2 donut halves to make a donut hole? Indeed.
Mysteries.
I just got scared by your competition. You're not.
Very good. All right, let us get to tunes with Tamik. Tamik, what are we listening to today? Did you pick something by the band Bag of Donuts?
I did not, but you know, okay, so sometimes we're trying to pick these songs that match these themes. It can be but I like challenges. And sometimes for me, I'll look at a song and I'll look at kind of who, especially if it's a collaboration, I'll look at like who's in there. And there's a performer by the name of Fonte, or he goes by Fontigolo, and he impresses me not only as a musician, as a producer, but just with his sheer, like, savant-like knowledge of music. It is unbelievable. You know, one of those people, like, nothing gets past, they remember everything. But he's just an amazing lyricist as well. Whether he's rapping or, you know, he was part of a group called Little Brother, their hip-hop group. But he's also part of a group called The Foreign Exchange. It's kind of like R&B, neo-soul type group. So he has a lot of range. And so he's in a song along with someone named Andy Mineo, who I don't know, but I didn't care because I saw his name in it. And it's a song called Donuts. But there's a line in here, because the song is about a lot of things, right? But there's a line in here where Fonte starts and he says, "This one's for donuts, a sweetness anyone can taste." And I thought about it, I said, the donut is a very humble, but very maneuverable, like, type of dessert, right? Like, you can just have a regular cake donut, but you can elevate it to so many different levels and make it really what you want, but it's still accessible to everyone. And that's kind of like what his verse and a lot of the other verses on the song speak to, is like you as a person starting in one place, elevating yourself as you go through life, but still remaining at the core of who you are. And yeah, I'm gonna wax poetic about donuts because I love them. Shout out to Daddy-O's, which I still think, I went there on Wednesday and I bought, they have this pumpkin donut. It's a vegan, this pumpkin cake donut. It's a vegan donut. My God. I didn't know maple bacon is good, but this pumpkin donut, the color, the texture, I'm thinking about it right now. It's a beautiful donut. If a donut could be beautiful, it is a beautiful donut.
So, oh, they can indeed.
Shout out to donuts.
We gotta make our field trip over there. Yeah, we still haven't done that. We've been talking about it for, well, I guess a year now.
A year at least. So This one's for the donuts, a sweetness anyone can taste. I love that message of accessibility. I just was with Miss Taylor. I usually help her with her the last interviews with her and her students. And we just had an amazing interview with one of her students, which reminded me every day why we have adult education, why we are here, giving people that second opportunity that maybe they didn't have while they were in K-12 high school. And just having, like, this person basically turned his life around during the pandemic in many ways with us, right? And now has a completely new direction, a new lease on life, and a focus and a confidence that, in a way, this song also reflects. So again, this one's for the donuts, a sweetness anyone can taste. We are adult education, we are accessible, we're for everyone. So that's it for me today. I took a little bit of Ventura's poetic artistry as well.
It's, yes, plagiarized from Ventura Day. Awesome. I'm gonna have to get, I wasn't able to quickly find the song, but I'll get beats from you after and add it to our playlist and to the show notes, apparently, sometime later. It is time for Ventures with Venturo. Hey, Venturo, curses for you for your advocacy of Candy Crush yesterday. I got to do twice the amount of work today now. What is up for our weekend?
You know, I have two recommendations for you guys for this weekend, and they have nothing to do with the donuts. The first one, though, is, listen, if you haven't changed your winter tires yet, get out there and change those winter tires. And whatever you do, don't put on four donuts on it when you're making the change.
I was just going to say, I saw more donuts on the highway this morning than I care to account for. It's just amazing. They're rated for like 55 kilometers an hour max.
Yeah.
That's a temporary get you to the garage. And people are driving at 120 in the HOV lane like there's no tomorrow.
Wow.
It's 13 in a dozen, so everybody's throwing them on.
Wow. So guys, put on your winter tires, man. I'm going to be doing that this weekend. The weather looks like it's going to be okay. If you want to attempt to do it yourself, if you can't bother with that. The last time I attempted to change my tires myself, guys, I had a very bad experience. So the lug tool broke. I changed three of the tires, and when I was on the last tire, the lug tool broke. So I was driving around with three winter tires and one all-season tire.
And to make matters worse, he put half with white walls in and half white walls out.
Yeah,
thank goodness we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, so get it done, guys. Get it done. Get it done before the snow starts. So I have another recommendation for you guys for this weekend. It's a very interesting documentary. It's called Kiss the Ground, all right? And if you're wondering about climate change, normally for me, I think it would be a little bit colder this time of the year. But somehow it doesn't seem that cold. But go check out this documentary. It's called Kiss the Ground. And it's exploring a very interesting concept called regenerative agriculture. It's a very interesting documentary to watch. It gives you a different spin on what is required to actually reduce the pollution that we have. Go check it out. So those are my two recommendations for this weekend. Go change your tires to winter tires and go check out that documentary, Kiss the Ground. That's it. Wow. Here's with Venturo.
Is it on YouTube?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix? Okay.
Well, I'm looking forward to that weather report every day as you get out and kiss your front lawn.
Hopefully a dog hasn't stopped by.
The Lord.
It is Friday. Time for Friday's Joke of the Week.
Yeah, I didn't even have time to do the joke of the week. I was stopping at Tim's this morning, and I stopped in figuring I'd treat everybody with a box of donuts. And I started rhyming off, you know, sour cream, Boston cream, Dutchie, fruit explosion, etc. And, you know, I figured I was about 12 donuts in. And the woman goes, "Do you want a box?" And at that point, I was banned from the store.
Great. You hit home. Nice head shake from Tamik there. Thank you. Well done. All right. That is it for us, everybody. It might be us for us long term if we don't get paid eventually today.
Actually, can I throw in one shout out?
Just to our shout out?
Yeah, to our listener out there, you know, if you run into Supervisor McLean, wish her a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Elaine.
All right, we're hashtag Elaine's birthday. All right. All right, thanks to our fans and friends and odds and ends for sticking with us. Remember, if you like our show, like, subscribe, and tell your friends. And if you don't like our show, tell your friends anyway and let them make up their own minds. Have a great Friday, everyone. We are the Wise Guys and Girl, leaving you smarter and happier than you were yesterday.